On this week's episode of HPD HQ, surprise, we're back!
Welcome back to HPD HQ, the official podcast of the Huntersville Police Department. I'm Sergeant Odette Saglambeni, the Public Information Officer, and also Sergeant on Patrol.
Hey, I'm Captain Brian Vaughn, Support Services Captain. That music was really loud just now. That intro blew my eardrums out.
It was. And it's a new intro because I think we've both gotten promoted since it's been a while since we've done an episode.
It is. And we'd like to thank you for sticking it out since it's actually been since before Christmas, I think, was the last time we did an episode.
I think so. Well, we did the Christmas and then we did the Peter Jordan podcast.
We did. And I think he got a couple leads out of that, and I wish we could provide a better update right now, but we didn't. We just kind of are doing this because school starts tomorrow, and we wanted to make sure everybody knew that we were still alive and that we were bringing the podcast back.
Yeah.
Bring the podcast back. Yeah.
We got to get some good topics, too.
Yeah. Some of the things we can come up with, we talked about last year, but it'd be great to give everybody an update about our current hiring and openings and where we stand with that. And
we're hiring.
We are hiring. And then, go through some of the other things we did last year, talk about social media safety, talk about just kind of the state of policing, and really to just brag about the people that live in Huntersville and the citizens that live here that support us and the businesses that are here that support us.
Super awesome.
So,
and if anybody else has any other ideas for topics or anything that you want to hear or need information about, just comment and we'll see if we can do an episode.
Yep. We'll put it down below in the comments and just make sure you subscribe, and anywhere you listen to podcasts, we are. I think the only one that I got an email recently, I guess Google is getting out of the podcast business.
Oh.
I'm not sure. But I think most people were listening to us in
Apple or Spotify or iTunes or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We're special. We're on Spotify.
Yeah.
So school starts back tomorrow in CMS.
Thank goodness.
I know I am a CMS parent, and I am glad school is starting back. We had open house last night, and holy cow, it was packed.
We're in Iredell, so we started on Monday. We had last week was orientation.
So Monday, yesterday was the first day of school?
Yeah, yesterday.
How did it go?
It went well. Yeah, I've got a first grader and then a kindergartner who started today.
Any tears?
No, they were happy.
No, you.
Oh, well, you know.
No, you know, you don't have tears.
I had tears. They were there. I was sweating.
Well,
just sweating from my eyes.
Somebody was cutting onions outside.
Yeah.
Well, you already had one go through kindergarten, so having another one start kindergarten isn't that big of a deal. I have a fourth grader.
Still sad.
So going into fourth grade, he's probably not even going to want us to look at him when he gets out of the car and stuff.
No hugs. No kiss goodbye.
Don't
no,
do
I
it.
Love you.
Nothing.
Mom, stuff.
I know. Just turn around. He's going to wear all black tomorrow.
My daughter wore all black today.
Did she?
She did. She said, Mommy, I want to wear all black today. I said, okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
I don't care. You do you.
That's the
They dress themselves now. They're still very young, but they dress themselves.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
I don't
if
care.
You don't
if
need to.
They want to, you know, put mismatched clothes on. Who cares?
It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're kids.
Yeah, we start back tomorrow, and I think our son is very excited, and we met the teacher last night, and I think a bird just dive-bombed our window.
It seemed like a bird. It was just a giant bug.
Wow. For those of you that are listening for the first time, first of all, we are we're professionals here.
Very
much
so.
Doing this podcast. We are still broadcasting live from the 30,000 watt
closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed.
No.
And it's been so long since we fired this thing up. I came in here, one of the microphones was laying on the ground and the headphones were laying on the ground. I'm like, who does not like our podcast? That
it still works,
but
it's
it does
fine.
Work. You can't stop us. You can't hold us back. So I'm excited to get this going again. And with school starting tomorrow, we want to just kind of make sure you have a plan for tomorrow and be ready for school traffic.
Yeah, traffic is going to be awful. It's been awful, but it's going to get worse.
It is.
people need to pay attention. There's going to be a lot of kids walking, getting to school buses or school stops. You know, be careful with those school buses. When those arms come out that say stop, you should probably stop.
Yeah, and we'll have our motor unit will be out tomorrow and doing some enforcement on that right off the bat, just to kind of set the foundation of, you know, this is not tolerated. And you know those motorcycle guys.
Yeah, they're a special breed.
They're going to, they will give out the tickets tomorrow, I'm sure. So they, everybody, you know, we're kind of all hands on deck for the rest of the week for the first week of school traffic, and just have a plan. I know it's here, it is the day before, but.
Yeah, and get familiar with your school route, because schools are going to have different routes they want you to take for drop-offs. I know we have a lot of issues with North Mech High School as far as the drop-offs. I'm not sure about the other schools so much, but I know North Mech is a big one because people like to stop in the road.
Which is kind of weird
traffic.
To me, but it happens. Just know you can't just stop in the road in a main travel lane.
And it's just not safe, especially if your kid's got to run across the street.
Right.
I wouldn't want them running across 115.
No. Some of the other ones that stick out to me, Huntersville Elementary usually is a big one for us. A lot of students, a lot of parents picking up, and not a lot of room to put them. And so we've worked closely with the elementary school there to try to mitigate some of this stuff. But the bottom line is, when you've got so many kids in one place and need to be picked up, you know, it's going to be congested for the 15, 20 minutes or so. Just like Odette said, just make sure that you listen to what the school has asked for you to do, because it's something that we have asked them to do.
There's a reason for it.
And so we need your help. Like, for example, I can use Huntersville Elementary. That's my school. You know, they tell the parents, don't show up before 2:45. School gets out at 3.
Yeah.
Don't show up at the school at 2
o'clock.
People
will show up at 2, and
they will show up
sit
even
there
earlier than that.
Just so they can be first.
I don't understand this. So I would say, if you are going to get to your school an hour before school lets out, they could probably use some help inside somewhere. Maybe, I don't know, like in the library or...
Yeah, I don't know.
Helping
kids
blow their
nose. May not be allowed
in
the school. I don't know. It, you know.
I don't know.
COVID.
Do a lap. Do an extra lap. You know, just wait till the last possible minute to get to
Starbucks.
The school. They will. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or somewhere.
Somewhere else.
Yeah. it just helps. You know.
It just backs it up.
It actually helps with the traffic to go quicker. You know, if everybody just kind of gets there at the same time, and then it sounds counterintuitive, but if people are there starting an hour early,
it just
compounds.
Back up. Yeah.
So have a plan. I know it's tomorrow. Maybe go drive tonight and see what you're supposed to be doing. And if at all possible, put your kid on a bus. Mm-hmm. I know that might be controversial to say that, but that's really the place that gets the child in and out of the school the quickest.
It does. And you don't have to wait. Other than at the bus stop, but that's, you don't have to deal with traffic.
Down there in your robe.
Yeah, I've done it.
A robe still, you have a robe?
Yes.
A robe still a thing?
You don't have a robe?
Okay, Grandma.
I like to keep my house cold.
Okay.
I keep it at about 68, maybe a little bit cooler sometimes. My. So I like to have put a robe on.
That really says a lot about you.
That I'm cold.
Something.
They're just comfortable to wear.
What about your poor kids?
They're fine.
Okay.
They're running around all the time.
Yeah.
They're just balls of heat.
Just put them on the bus. Take them down to the street corner and stick them on that school bus. I know that's not feasible for everybody, but that is obviously the quickest way in and out of the school is on a bus.
Yeah.
And so watch out for the officers that are out there. We'll have officers at many of the schools in the morning directing traffic for these first couple weeks.
Yes, please pay attention.
Pay attention to those.
Get off your phones.
Phones. Yep. Yeah. Yes. You know.
Keep your eyes on the road when you're driving.
We know you text and drive. We see you.
Yeah.
At least, you know, wait while you're in the school line and stuff. Yeah. You know,
wait till you're at least stopped.
Surely.
And then if you need to pull out your phone, pull it out. But.
That's the most important place. Pay attention there. Yep. So watch for those officers. Watch for the stop school buses. It's a very expensive ticket that comes with a lot of points and insurance and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay, school. No more kids in the house.
Dare I breach the subject of How long are they actually going to be in school this time before they end up on a computer?
We're in Iredell. We were in school basically all last year.
Okay.
So
okay. Well,
hopefully, fingers crossed, it stays the same.
I think it will.
For us.
I think it will. You know, it's been a difficult year and a half. Yeah. Lots of good things have come out of it. So you got to look for the silver lining in it and, you know that the kids are in a better place being in school. And so I think they're going to make every effort to keep them in the school this time. I think, yeah. I hope.
They need that interaction.
Fingers crossed.
Can't sit in front of a computer screen.
And don't we need a break, parents?
Yes. I mean, mine have mostly been in camp and then we had to deal with moving, which was awful. I will never move again.
Yeah, you should. Well, you say that now, but you should move in the middle of the summer. That
yeah,
was
it was great. It was an awesome idea. It's just how it happened.
So great. So, yep, drop the stuff in our comments below, what you'd like to hear us talk about. If you want one of us replaced on here, drop that in there too, you know, if you don't want to hear our
voices.
We
won't be offended, maybe just a little bit.
We'll find somebody else. I don't know. We know you all love the canines, and we know you love Officer Bo at Lake Norman Charter School.
Yeah. He's always a fun one.
So we'll try to get his jersey self in here at some point so we can talk some more with him.
Yeah. Well, until next time.
Until next time. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to another episode of HPD HQ. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's easy. Just type in Huntersville Police Department. If you have a comment or question for the HPD HQ podcast, email us podcast@huntersville.org. That's podcast@huntersville.org. If you like this episode and think someone else would too, please share it and don't forget to hit the subscribe option. We are the Huntersville Police Department. And remember, making good choices makes for a better day.